Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we got a fantastic show for you on this President's Day. We're going to be bringing it to you this evening. We got some authors coming on, and we're going to be talking about explicit subjects in the second hour, so sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and this is Grown Folks Radio, and we do it like this every Monday at 8 o'clock Central Time, and this is what we do. So we got tonight, we got some special guests that's going to be on. We'll be talking with them, and what we're going to do before we get started, we want to kind of give you a little bit of admin. We want you to understand that this is Grown Folks Radio, so if you have children or anybody that's listening right now, they don't need to be listening to this show because this is Grown Folks Subjects, and we do have a little explicit language going on, so we advise you to, if you're listening to this via the speakers or internet or whatever, that you do not have anyone that's under the age of 18 in the room. So we want to just give you that disclaimer. Also, if you want to call in, the numbers is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and it's, like I said, it's Grown Folks Radio. And I'm going to check here. We have a number that's here on the switchboard. I'm going to see if this is our guest. It's a 317 number. State your name and where you're calling from. So that might be just a listener. Okay, we're going to keep going. All right, so we're going to go forth, and this is President's Day, and we're celebrating all the presidents today, especially our newly reelected president. We're celebrating that he is still in office, and we're going forth on that. So we just wanted to continue to go forth. Tonight's subject, of course, is going to be we're going to be talking about some women were asking about having orgasms and not being able to have that. So we'll be getting into that later on in the show. But I wanted to express that, you know, we're here. And I just want to give you a little bit of admin. We've got some things that's coming up in the future, some events that's going to be happening here in Kansas City. We got the Book Lovers event of the year is going to be coming to Kansas City, which is going to be in the month of, I would say, May 1st to the 5th, 2013, the 5-day Readers and Writers Convention. It's going to be right here in Kansas City, and it's going to be for everyone. And they're expecting to have over 100 workshops for readers, booksellers, and writers, events, evening parties, and networking mixers, and it's going to be two book fairs plus one-on-one agent and editor appointments that will be going on during that time. So we're going to definitely be trying to keep you posted on that. But right now, I think we got our co-host here. Let's see if we can get him in here. How you doing this evening?
What's up with you, man?
How's it going, man? You was out the net last week. You must have been doing some traveling.
Man, a little bit of everything. I was dead tired. Like, I was like, I'm going to make it. And then next day I know, I was like, I ain't going to make it.
Well, you missed the subject matter last week because it's going to be part two of it if we can get Cotton to come back on this evening and our other guest that's going to be here. They're going to be discussing why some women don't have orgasms and what is the issue with that. So they were talking about that, and they want to continue that this night. So maybe you can put some insight in that as well. But like I said, we have a caller here. I don't know if this is a guest. I'm going to ask if they would like to speak, and that's area code 317. Are you a guest? Hello? I hear some breathing. Don't hang up, please. If you're not a guest and you're just listening, then just continue to listen. All right, so we'll go ahead. While we're waiting on our guest to call in, we have Electa Rome Parks was supposed to call in, but she had another interview that she didn't know she had, and I guess that got overran by this one. So she's going to she apologized and said that she was going to come back on April Fool's Day, so we'll get her here on that Monday. And she wants to be a fool that night, so we'll see what we'll do. But we'll mess with her in that arena. So I didn't get a chance to call in last night to Cotton's interview last night she had. Did you get to do that, DB?
No, I was on a plane last night.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk with her on that one. So I don't know if she's supposed to be coming on this evening. I don't know if she is or not, but I understand that this is a holiday, and usually you don't broadcast on certain holidays, but this one it's a major one, but not so major that we couldn't have an interview this evening. But like I said, today we were scheduled to have Electra Rome Parks, and we were also supposed to have, let me see, who was the other guest, was supposed to have been Nini Capri. So we're waiting on her to call in. She's with the Clark Productions, I think it's Wahida Clark, and she's with them, and definitely wanted to speak with her and see how that's going. What's the area code 317? What area code is that?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you. Like,
I used to know. I don't remember. Let me see if I can look it up real quick. But what you been up to, man? You say you've been flying and stuff. What you been going on? Give us a little bit of background on what you've been up to, if you don't mind.
Oh, man, everything has basically been for work. As I told you, like, a few weeks ago. You know, the type of job that I do is I work for an oil company. So I'm in and out of the country. Kind of like engineer work.
Right.
I go around testing derricks. I go around making sure that, you know, all the safety violations are covered. So,
that's good.
You know, that kind of makes me, you know, indispensable flying from, you know, state to state, country to country. So sometimes, you know, I'm able to call you from outside of the country and we trip out, and other times I'm just brain dead tired from all the miles and whatnot. So,
well, you know, the kind of person, the kind of guy you are and man you are, I understand they're probably having all kinds of issues with you, because I know you are on them with regulations. So I know you don't cut corners or anything, and that's a good thing. So especially I can imagine when they see you coming, they run probably.
Well, it's not that, but you know, with everything that's been going down, especially in the Gulf and Texas refineries catching on fire and whatnot, you know, you basically. It your job is on the line, you know, and everybody else's life is on the line. So, you know, you have to put things in perspective. And so sometimes, you know, when you work in, you know, sometimes I don't work at all, you know, and at other times where, you know, I'll work 100 hours a week. So, you know, something, you know, it's a trade-off.
Right. Understand. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I reminded everyone that they were supposed to be here. So I did my part this time. So, but those who are, if they don't show up this evening, then it's because on their own, because I definitely reminded them to let them know that they were supposed to be here this evening. And, you know, this is a holiday. Yeah, you're off, but it's not one of those holidays that is like Christmas Eve or something like that. So that's why I didn't cancel. That's why I didn't cancel. So there's really no reason that people shouldn't be here this evening. Unless
what
they just
say about that, man. You need to, hey, they don't show up.
That's it. That's exactly it. And like I said, Electa called. Well, she let me know that she couldn't do it. So that was, she gets a pass. Yeah, but you know, there's other people. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, man. But it's okay. But like I said, you know, it's up. I want you to know that you got that anthology finally getting ready to come out here, The Fire and Desire. I don't know if you've seen the cover. You had a chance to look at that on Facebook. If you get a chance to look at my page, there's a copy of that cover there. I think they did a great job on that. It's going to be coming out this spring, so I think that's going to be pretty good. Get that out, and I know we still wanted to talk on our project we were going to do.
Right.
But
like since I'm basically stationed home for the next 2.5 weeks, you know, I'm gonna do the best with it. I'm just gonna sit down and tackle the responsibilities I said I was gonna do.
And like I said, I was hoping Cotton at least come on, because we want her to kind of continue, you know, her subject, because it was kind of personal to a point with her. You know, she always comes up with those subjects. So, but we got, let me see, this. I think this is her right now. How you doing, Miss Cotton?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing just fine. We got DV on the line.
Hey, DV.
Hey, sweetie. What's up?
How are you?
Don't know if we're going to have our guests this evening, because one of them canceled, which was professional. The other one, I haven't heard anything. I've told her, and she acknowledged that she was supposed to be here, but I have not. She has not called in. So we'll see what's going on. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, also, our guest from last week was supposed to be calling back in, so we can continue our discussion, if you still feel that way, Cotton, on part two of the subject matter that you what we were talking about last week about orgasms.
Yeah, I need to give me like a Cliff Note version of what happened on last week's version, so that way I'm at least
familiar. Well, Cotton, go ahead and give it to him. Give it to him, Cotton, because I want you to do that since it's your subject.
Well, I talked about not having orgasms and over an orgasm, the pow-pow, which is sleep. Kind of orgasm in over 10 years. So, I think part of this topic is that how do you deal with that type of thing? I'm not a person that masturbates. I don't like it. It's just not my thing. But there are women out there who go through this, and some of them don't, even though you have this conversation with the person you're with, they don't get it. Because they think that they are doing what they're supposed to do, because it's what they've done. So they feel like, you know. And then a lot of times it's not even about you, it's about them.
Right.
They have no desire to please you, per se. They're just only concerned about what they need at the moment.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of selfish. Go ahead.
Interesting. So y'all certainly keep it interesting.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the second half, but if we don't get the guests, at least one of them to call in, then we'll go ahead and kind of get into that. I just text one of them now just to make sure. so they can't say that they were. I did inform them earlier, and they did respond and say that they were going to be on, but I am texting asking did they forget, and I'm hoping to get a response. If not, then we will go ahead on. The chat room is empty as well, except for a couple of people that we know. But anyway, I don't know. Like I said, I know it's a holiday, but it's not a major, major holiday. It is because it's the President's Day, but, I mean, you know, I didn't cancel tonight because it's not like it's Christmas Eve or anything. Or, you know, I mean, so that's why I continued on. So, Cotton, can I give us a background? I'm sorry I missed your interview with the guy yesterday that you had. Kind of tell us a little bit about that while we're here.
That show was awesome because Paleo he's a local singer here in Sacramento, and his name, Paleo, actually means the voice, definition, in Hawaii. Voice.
Okay.
And so he's an R&B singer who is absolutely great. He's more of that old school type of flavor that we look for here these days because there's so much crap out there, but nobody's really playing that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. You're right. Well, we got our 513 area code. I'm going to see if this is our guest. We're going to tune them in. State your name and where you're calling from. If you're listening,
this
please don't hang up.
Romeo DiNanni.
That's remote Romeo.
Hey, man.
Hey, Romeo.
What's good, man?
I don't know what to say. This dude's voice always gets me. But anyway, welcome to Word Sexy Radio again, brother.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, like I said, he got that pimp thing going. But anyway, you know, we're still waiting. If the guest doesn't come, then we'll just go ahead. Did you have a statement or anything you wanted to say, Romeo?
Nah, I'm just calling through just to support and listen.
Okay, well, we're going to be getting the second half of that subject. I think he was on last week when we were talking about the orgasms. So we're going to be talking about that here shortly. If we don't get the other guest that's scheduled to be here to call in, then we will go ahead on with our scheduled programming. And, you know, the show must go on whether people show up or not. That's what we do. So we have no problem with that. So you're welcome to get in on that if you like. I'll bring you back in once we start talking about that, if you feel like you want to be in that conversation.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Now, like I said, we're still waiting on Nene Capri, who is a author under Wahida Clark's publishing company. She was supposed to be coming on. And like I said, Electa Rome Parks was supposed to be coming on, but she called me and let me know that she was not going to make it, but she wants to come in April. So we got her scheduled for April Fool's Day, and we will definitely see what we can do about that on April Fool's Day. So you know how it is. But anyway, so you said the guy, did he sing on your show?
Yes, he did. He did sing on my show. And we've actually decided that he's going to go to Chicago and perform at EPA's book release party on the 27th of April.
Okay, that sounds good. Now we got some other news that's very important that we need to announce this evening on the show, and we would like for you very much if you would go ahead and tell everybody that news.
Me?
Yes, you. It's your news. What happened to you this week? Or last week?
What happened to me this week? I won the contest for the best poem there were several people that, I guess, submitted their poems, and mine won. And I was very excited about that. Very excited about that.
Well, congratulations to you. I'm glad that you won. And now, did you know you was in the running, or you just... How did that work? I mean, did they just pick you, or did you know about it, or how did that?
I did. I did submit my information, so I was very. I was even more honored that I was chosen to be one of the people in the running. So that was exciting in itself. And you know, of course, I didn't know any of the authors. Ben Burgess was. I remember him because we were neck and neck, and I looked and I said, "Oh, he's going to beat me out." So, of course,
And what made you think that? You got women calling in, talking about their husbands and all this. So I don't understand what made you think that his work, and not saying he's not good, and please, people, don't take it like that, but not saying that he's not good, but what made you think that you didn't have a chance?
Well, because the numbers, UBAWA, they calculate the number of likes that you had on your poem, because, of course, people have to read it and say whether or not they liked the piece or not. And so
that's the
determination of, and I saw that my numbers were, he was a couple numbers ahead of me, and I said, oh, my goodness, you know. But just to be in that, you know, be in the contest, period, was an honor for me. So I wasn't, you know, either way, I would have been very happy with the outcome. But of course, I'm always happier if I win.
Well, you know, it's good because, like I said, a lot of times people get this stuff and they don't get nothing. I'm glad to know somebody who actually won something, because a lot of times it's always, if you're not in the click, it doesn't seem you get to win sometimes. So I'm just, you know, glad to see that you, because you're definitely great. So we were glad for you that you actually won. I appreciate getting that information when you did tell me. And keep going.
You voted.
I did. Oh, yeah, I voted. It was good.
It was good.
And like I said, not everybody's poetry gets me. So, DB, go ahead, answer it.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
I think we got Nene calling in right now. So let's see if we have her real quick. Nene Capri, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing this evening? We thought you weren't going to make it. I see you got into your erotic writing and probably got hot and started coming or something and didn't want to call in. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
That is worse at your radio, so you need to say whatever the hell you want. I hear you.
Fire on the page.
So say hello to Nene, my panel.
Hey, Nene.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Now, Nene Capri is an author, like I said, who writes with Juanita Clark. I'm sorry to say her name wrong. Please forgive me. Publishing. And she has out a couple of novels. And what's the name of the latest one? Let's get that name, because I think it's one of those explicit names. Go ahead and tell us the name of that book.
Part two is called The Pussy Trap.
I tell you, that's it, The Damn Pussy Trap. See, there we go. All right. So you know me, I had to have her on the show with a name like that of a book. And, you know, it's off the chain. So tell us about it, The Pussy Trap. What made you get there on that one? Is it because of you? You know, everybody has always asked that same question. How much is you and all that, The Pussy Trap, and you know how they do.
Well, you know, we was blessed to come upon a name. We wasn't going to call that at first. We know
what
that.
Was you gonna call it, what was you going to call it? What was the name before?
It was going to be, I went through several different titles, and I wasn't even, you know, very comfortable with them. I just kept picking them, trying to, you know, find a suited name. And I kept going to Juanita, and she was like, no, that's not it. I don't think that's it, because, you know, she liked to put out nothing but that fire. And then finally I was, you know, writing, I'm stressing. It's almost deadline time. And I fell asleep writing. And while I was sleeping, I started dreaming about one of the characters. And in the dream, he said, pussy is a trap. And I just woke up, I grabbed my notebook, and I started writing, and The Pussy Trap was born.
Okay, so we got the chat room going crazy right now. Because they said your shit is off the damn chain, okay?
Oh.
So they want to know. They said, I've heard so much about Nene's book through a book club I'm connected with. They said the book is so what's up. Okay, they didn't put everything in it. They were so happy to speak that they were, you know, they were speaking too fast. But anyway, so tell us about the book and what inspired you and, you know, all of that shit.
Well, you know, it's about, you know, murder, you know, secrets, how secrets, you know, destroy families. One of my main characters, he has an enemy he had been stalking down for like 15 years. He had a female in his crew who was very hardcore, so he wanted to even her out a little bit. So he put that thing down on her to try to make her a little more ladylike so that she could help him trap his enemy. And in return, she found the enemy of her own. So, you know, it's just from one revenge to the next revenge, and it's just crazy sex and crazy murder and secrets and stuff being revealed. So they say it's good. I'm going to go with it.
All right. Well, you know, I'm sure there was something that inspired you to come up with these characters. They just came to life in your mind, I'm sure. So kind of give us a little background on how you just came up with that. Like I said, you got the pussy as a trap and all of that. So was it all dreams, or did you go through some of this stuff, or did you talk to someone who had something like this going on?
About 80% of it is truth. It's a lot of, you know, different things that I've been through, relationships I've been in, relationships friends of mine have been in. Things that happened around me while I was growing up. You know, I grew up in North New Jersey in the projects, and you see a lot. You know, I came up in the 80s when, you know, crack cocaine first hit the streets, and I seen the dynamic of how it destroyed families, how it destroyed lives, how it changed people. And a lot of that is in the pussy trap. You know, the streets is in there, the things that I went through, the things that friends of mine went through, things that their parents went through. I watched people who was working on Wall Street turn into $2 crack holes, you know, so it's definitely what, you know, we went through and what we experienced very close.
Okay,
to
so and because I really feel bad that I didn't get to read the book before the interview, but the thing is, I'm still going to do it because I'm interested. But what I want to say is this, so is this book mostly urban, or is there any erotic to it, or is there pieces? Just kind of give us a little, without telling us, you know, because we want people to buy the book. So kind of give us a little bit without spoiling it.
It's a lot of urban street literature. I have a law background, so it has a lot of suspense in it. You know, I'm always thinking ahead of the game. So it has a lot of suspense and twists and turns. And when you think you figured it out, you haven't really figured it out. But it's definitely hot, 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 because the relationship between the two characters, Kason and Coco, is just fire. With him trying to flip her and get her to calm down, turn into a lady, he's turning her out, you know, every step of the way, but at the same time cultivating her mind, getting her to really think and calm down and calculate her enemies so that she can, you know, carry out her task.
Interesting. So, and this is, how many books do you have now? You say you have a second piece to this series. Now, is that the only two books you have, or you have some other stuff that you've done?
I have The Pussy Trap Part 1. I have The Pussy Trap Part 2, Kiss of Death. I also have written a short story called Shattered that's in a book called Love is Blind. It was published by author Boo Jackson. And we did that whole book, five authors, and we donated it all to charity to fight against domestic violence for women. So all that money goes to a battered woman's shelter in New Jersey. It was our way of giving back. That's very close to my heart. You know, silence kills. And we want women, you know, to be strong enough to speak out. You know, we write a lot of urban fiction, and it has a lot of twists and turns and murder and stuff going on. But at the heart of it, you know, there are people out there that are really going through things who cannot speak out. So, you know, even though we write to entertain, we cannot neglect the fact that there are people going through real pain. And I encourage them to speak out and, you know, get any type of help that they need to overcome that.
Right. Well, that's good. I appreciate you. I definitely applaud you for doing that. That's something that we need to do in our community, to give back as much as we possibly could. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes we get ourselves out there and we do well, and then we forget that we, you know, can give back. And it doesn't take much, really, to bring back into the community. So I want to give the panel a chance to ask you some questions as well. Ms. Cotton is a poet. She's very, I don't know how to describe her, because she's so good at what she does. So we'll just let her talk. And then we have D.V. Hint here, who is also an erotic fiction writer. And, you know, he's a great man in his writing, things he does. So I'm going to let them ask a couple of questions to you, and then we're going to go forth from there.
Okay,
like I heard you say that you had a background in law.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, when you're not writing, what is it that you do or like to do, or, you know, what kind of prompted you to first pick up a computer or a pen, you know, out of your outside of your day job and just say, this is something I want to focus on?
Being on Wahida Clark's team was one of my first promotions. Wahida Clark has been my mentor since I was 18 years old. You know, I was out in the street. I was running with gangs, and I had a few brushes with death, and I was just spinning out of control after my grandmother had passed. And Wahida was like a shelter for me. She snatched me up. She brought me into her home, and she started showing me business, you know, a different way to go. And I had worked with her for years on different projects, and when she came out of prison from doing her her 9.5-year federal pen bid, she started her publishing company. And I was just behind the scenes reading her work, helping her edit, and I was like, you know, I think I can do this also. Let me write a part two to one of your books. So she's like, well, if you do that, I can't put it out with your name on it if it's a part two to something that I wrote. So she said, go ahead and pen it if it's hot. You know, I'll give you a contract, and you can have your own book. And I just went from there.
Interesting. So it's got to be, I know it's got to be, like you said, it's an honor to work with her, and then to actually, you know, you kind of explained already what I was going to ask, how was it to work with her, so, and then other people that's on her team, can you kind of name some of the other authors that are a part of her her publishing company that you actually work with as well?
We have Cash, Street Lit author. He writes Trust No
right.
Man series. We have Intelligent Allah. He writes Licking License 1 and 2. We have Victor Martin. He wrote Nude Awakening. Anthony Fields. He wrote Ultimate Sacrifice 1 and 2. We have about several young adult authors. We have Sean DeHaar Trump. He just wrote The Devil's Game. Just fire, just one piece of fire after the next. So they're
okay.
awesome authors.
Okay, well, here's my second question. You know, not to be controversial, but Wahida Clark has had some controversial breakups. So not commenting on that, how is it to work with somebody like that? You know, somebody who attracts that kind of craziness.
Attracts which types of craziness?
The craziness that people feel like, okay, well, this, that, and the other. You know, like I didn't get paid or you know, you stealing my words. I mean, how is it to deal with that aspect that a lot of us don't even have to deal with, you know, because we're not publishers. You know, we kind of just write books. But how is it being on that end where people are out to get you? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I will say this. Wahida, first of all, she's a businesswoman, and she is highly respected in her game. Secondly, because she is used to owning her own and doing her own thing, she doesn't really divulge to the crew everything that's going on with other people's business. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's not like we sit down and we go into all of that, and I'm all in, you know, the other author's private business that Wahida does. She handles every aspect of the business. Working with her is phenomenal because she pushes you. She pushes you. She pushes you to all your limits. And she's the type of person, when she eat, we all eat. So, you know, I got the highest respect for her in that of being a businesswoman. At the same time, she real. You know, she's married. She has children. She has, you know, the same concerns of the world as everybody else. But, you know, those types of things that may or supposed to affect you, all it does is drive her to do better and to write better and to do better business. So, you know, other than that's all I can say about that.
Okay, well, right now I want to go ahead and we have our other co-host, our guest co-host that's coming on this evening, is Donna. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hello, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Okay, Donna's going to be with us, and I got her on now because in the second hour, and I'm going to ask Nene if she wants to as well. We're going to be talking a subject that was part two of something that we were talking on last week, and it's about female orgasms, why is it so hard sometimes for women to have that. So if you want to stick around, we're going to be talking about that in the second hour. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to stay unless you got something to do. I mean, we talk shit, and we also talk good things on here about things that can help each other, and that's what we try to do.
Right.
And if the subject was brought up, and we wanted to understand why men, you know, there's a lot of reasons why this happens to women. It could be things that happened in their life in the past, or it could be men just don't give a fuck, or something that's going on that we want to try to discuss and see how we can fix that for some women. So we'll be talking that in a few. But I want to give you some time right now to kind of tell people how they can get your books. I mean, what you're working on next, and how they can get your books if they want you to come in for a book signing. Well, how would they be able to do that?
Okay. All of my books are on Kindle, Nook, and iTunes. They're on Amazon. You can order them directly from Wahida Clark Publishing. You can hit my inbox for any interviews or any book signings or anything like that. Hit me. I'm on Facebook at Nene Capri, Twitter at Nene Capri, Instagram at Nene Capri. I'm always open to help. Anybody who needs any help, just inbox me. I can give you the best that I can give you from, you know, what I've experienced from working with Wahida and the different authors. You know, hit me anytime. I don't mind. And I'm working on the Pussy Trap Part 3 right now, and it should be dropping in at the Harlem Book Fair in July.
All right.
Okay.
So go ahead, Didi.
Oh, what I wanted to ask you about the Pussy Trap, like your characters, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I was reading some of the reviews, and everybody talks about your two characters, which
mm-hmm.
is a trip because they, like, you know, it's essentially part of them. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe. Like, how did you come up with the concept of these characters?
With Coco, she's a lot of my personal self. And then I have some cousins that are just beasts. They're ridiculous, you know, back in our day. So I use a lot of personalities of the people that I know. I have a lot of people who fell in the 90s, and I loved them. You know, I grew up with them, and they were real genuine type dudes. So I use their personalities and their characteristics of how they were as my way of paying homage to their memory, you know. So a lot of them are people that I knew, that I grew up with. I use names of family members and, you know, classmates and people that I always knew that I loved. So that when I read it, I still feel like they are still here with me or around me. So
did you put them in, like, did you put them in positions where you, like, they were going to act a certain way? Or did you put them in these crazy positions because they were bigger-than-life characters?
Both. It was both because I have, you know, some people in my life that was bigger-than-life characters. And on top of imagination, of course, because, you know, you got to add some imagination to it. But I wanted to have characters, for one, that maybe people didn't read about before, and for two, that people could fall in love with and not feel guilty about doing so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell she's been doing some interviews. See, she's not scared. She on word section. She's doing her damn thing. And, you know, some people get on here and they don't know what the fuck to say. They just be on here and be talking shit. They don't know nothing about their book or nothing. They just be on the damn show. I'm glad that
that's
you know what the fuck you talking about. God damn it. Okay. So that's
Lord.
You know, we got to break the ice. You know what I'm saying? But you know how it is. Because sometimes I'm telling you, we have some people come on here and they get scared to come on here, first of all. And then when they do come, they're not ready. You know, I'm not going to ask you to read from your book or anything like that. I mean, some people, they might, on some, you know, if it's a book club and it's a radio show, they might want you to read or something like that. But we usually don't do that because we want people to buy your book. We want them, I mean, I understand that sometimes a synopsis or whatever can get them to buy it. But mm-hmm. the thing is if we talk enough and we talk it right, they'll go out and get your book. I mean, you're doing a good job as far as that. But the thing is, you know, you are ready. And I like that because we get people on here sometimes and they act like did they really write the book? Shit, I don't even know because, you know, they be like, they can't even tell you stuff, you know. And it just, I just be wondering, so. But,
yeah,
Cotton, did you have any questions? Do you have any questions, Cotton?
No, I don't.
She doesn't. Are you ready for you?
Cotton. I'm sorry. Congratulations on your award. Oh, thank you so much.
See, people know about you, Cotton. People know about you. People know about you. You see, people do know about you, Cotton. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fabulous.
You know, we're glad because I'm glad somebody on this show is winning something because I can't get shit. You know, anyway.
Me?
We're just happy. I
she ain't getting nothing. I mean, you know, hell, people don't even want to recognize my book. They don't want to read the shit. You know, if they do recognize it, they want to say it ain't no condoms in the motherfucker or something. You know, I'm like, damn, I didn't write about condoms, damn. Anyway, all right.
You're funny.
You know how it is. But anyway, but yeah, congratulations again, Cotton, and we want you to keep doing your thing like you always do and just keep it going. And it's good to always get some kind of recognition for it, what you do, you know, and
absolutely,
that's great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Like I said, but I'm happy though. I mean, I get it. But I'm here. I'm not gone. I'm not leaving unless I want to. So, you know, I'm gonna keep writing and keep it going. And actually, I do have an anthology coming out this spring with a few authors. If you haven't seen it on my Facebook page, it's called Fire and Desire. It's a new book that's coming out. It's an urban romance anthology with a few authors like Omar Tyree, Sheila Goss, and a few of us. We all got together. And we wrote some little short, a couple of short erotic stuff, you know, and it's out there. And the chat room's telling me to stop hating. I'm not hating. What are you talking about? I'm not hating. Don't say that. Anyway, so.
I like the cover.
I was going to say, too, I love the cover. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
Yeah, brand
concept.
I couldn't
wear stockings like that, but it's really nice.
Yeah, Brand Concepts is the ones who did that cover, and I think they did a great job, you know, so if anybody needs somebody to do some covers for you and you're not doing them yourself or have any other way of doing it, get with Brand Concepts and they'll work out a deal with you. They're pretty reasonable. They're not trying to kill you like some graphic designers would do, $1,500 for one cover or something. So, you know, just work with them. And I'm also seeing in the chat room Reading and Sipping, okay. All right, I hear something. I see something about Reading and Sipping Book Club. Let me see what they're saying. Besides telling me to stop hating in the room, somebody said they, oh, okay, DB, what are you talking about? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just going to leave that alone until we figure that out. Anyway, so we thank you for coming on. We don't want you to leave, though. We're not done with you. Okay. We have another whole hour and 17 minutes. But before we get into the next segment, I want to bring Donna back. Donna, how are you this evening? Let's kind of tell everybody who you are and kind of reiterate who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Donna Gray Banks, and I'm an author also of two books, Isla's Diamonds 1 and 2, and I'm also the director of the Fresh Book Festival, which we give here in the beautiful state of Florida, in the beautiful city of Daytona Beach every year, and I would love all of you to come to that. In January. And Island Diamonds is a bit of erotica and a bit of mystery. It's about a young lady who works for the CIA and all her liaisons in the middle. And it's a good read. I enjoy reading it, and I have a lot of people who seem to enjoy it. So I love the fact that we're all out here just, you know, making sex sell, as opposed to everybody putting it in a brown envelope and taking it home and not talking about it.
But you know,
I'm
glad you mentioned that, because the problem is mostly African Americans that do that. I mean,
right,
everybody
exactly.
else they don't have no issues. They don't have no problems with talking about sex, or even like in Europe. When I was in Europe, you know, billboards, commercials, naked women. It was and the rape thing is very low in those countries. But it's United States that love to keep that. That suspense and that taboo. So, and really with the African Americans, and I think you could get it from church and a lot of things that we, you know, we attend. So, a lot of those things, I think they like to keep it like that. Well, they might buy my book, but they won't let anybody know they bought it, or buy DV's
right.
book. But they'll
right.
put it, like you said, in a brown cover over somewhere nobody can see that they're reading it. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I think that our sisters really are missing out on not being able to realize the potential in a great orgasm. I mean, I just think it's one of those things that God gives you to get, and we don't get to get it because we won't let ourselves. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hey, Ms. Banks.
Here's to a good orgasm.
We're going to be talking about some damn orgasms here in a minute, so yeah.
You know,
definitely
like,
talk about
like Ms. Banks, like I'm a graduate of Bethune-Cookman, and
who is this,
you know,
please?
I spent. Uh huh.
Who is this?
This is DV.
DV Hint.
Hey, DV. How are you?
Hint. Hey. And you know the worst part about it is I never, you know, every year I make it a chance to go, you know, take the chance to go back to, you know, BCU and see what's going down. But I have never heard of the Book Festival. You know, you always hear about the bad things. You always hear about, you know, well, when it used to be Black Beach Weekend, and you know, you hear about those type of things, but you don't hear anything about anything uplifting. So this is actually my first time having heard about any book festivals in Daytona.
Well, this is only our second year, actually, because, you know, literacy is a legacy for me. But getting other people to understand that you can't do anything unless you read. And, you know, you're in Daytona Beach, so the biggest thing in Daytona Beach is what?
The beach.
The 500. The beach, NASCAR. And so you have to put yourself on top of all that and try to be a front runner. And reading is not something that people want to, you know, really have on the covers of the front page of the newspaper. But we really made an inroad this year, and we had some good people. Janice Kearney was here. She's a diarist for President Clinton. We had Raheem was here. If you guys know Raheem from Facebook, Raheem Brooks.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
you know,
right.
it was just an abundance of people, and the turnout was more than I ever could have desired. Pastor Reva Timms was here. So next year we're looking for, like I said, all of you guys to be there and just really bring out the fact that if you can't read, you know, you're stuck.
Okay,
well,
so that we can
the time promote, frame. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, so that we can promote it. When?
Mm-hmm.
When is it happening?
It's
well,
the
I was gonna
first
say,
weekend
it's in January. Right.
The first weekend in January.
Yeah, because that's a good break. You know, right after Christmas, yeah. Everything just gone and pick your ass on down to Daytona
right.
Beach.
Right.
Yeah,
The first weekend in January at the Midtown Cultural and Educational Center. It's 5 minutes from the beach. It's 5 minutes from NASCAR. So you can, you know, after you finish the book festival, then you can go visit the other things that Daytona Beach has to offer. But, yeah, I really am. And congratulations to you for being a Bethune-Cookman graduate. A lot of times this city forgets that there are 3,500, 4,000 students of color who live here. And so,
man, when I was there, it was less. It was far less. It was like something like 2,300, 2,400.
Oh,
so
no, it's not that
to see
anymore.
That it's growing. Yeah, to see that it's growing.
So.
All right, another accolade for DV. There you go. All right, now let's see. We got a we got a caller here. Let me see if this caller has a question. It's 770 area code. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I made it. Hey, Danielle.
She's been all over Facebook trying to get on. So what's going on, Danielle?
Nothing much. Just chilling. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to have you on the show. Glad to have you call in. So did you have a question or anything?
Actually, I didn't know Norlita was nice enough to let me know that Nene was going to be on today. And I have read, I'm a trapaholic, as you would call it.
okay.
So,
well, guess what? You can talk to Nene
because
Nene is right here. So go ahead and say hi to Nene.
I am the president of Reading and Sipping. I text you. We were still trying to come and see you next month. But anyways, you threw me for a loop in the second book, okay?
Okay.
Because at the ending, when my boy came back, I was done. I threw the book all the way across the room. I was done. Was not expecting that at all.
She threw the damn book. God damn, that's good. You just see how people throwing books
book.
And shit. Okay.
Yeah, I literally threw it across the room. And it was different because it bothered me that she gave Rock all this clout and allowed him to get away with all this stuff. But I'm waiting on three. I know it's coming.
It's coming. It's on the way. And make sure you go over to the Pussy Trap Real Readers Club and like the page because I put a sneak peek to part three. It's in the notes, and that was a special Valentine's Day treat. So if you missed that update, please go over there and check that out and hit me after you finish reading it if you don't faint.
Will do. Now, what made you bring him back. Because I actually, you made me pull out the first book to try to figure out how the setup was, which I still didn't catch it. I didn't catch it. What made you bring him back?
My main passion is that I write for you. So when I have an opportunity to meet my readers and I listen to what you guys have to say, I try to make sure that every book after the one that you love is catered to what you love. So that was one of the things that everybody was like, why? They were so in love with him. So I said, if I'm going to do it, I had to make it that I shocked you. So I said, let me do it the way I did it. But, you know, I write for y'all. So when y'all tell me y'all want something, I try to deliver it.
She did it for you, so you get the applause. Okay. Well, let me say, I'm glad that you're a fan who is in love with the author that's here. We love to get that all the time on the show. We like when people call in and say how much they appreciate the work that we as authors do. And it's not done enough. We just thank you for that. And you know, a book club to call in, that's really good, because you know, a lot of times the book clubs, you know, that's who really make or break us a lot of times, is the reviews from book clubs and you asking us to come out and do these things. You know, we love what y'all do, and we appreciate y'all. And like I said, you know, the fans are important, but the book club fans are probably the most important of that, because you guys are the ones that ask us to come to you and to talk about the book, discuss what we did right or wrong or whatever, and, you know, to help us out so that we can become better. And I like book clubs that do that, not ones that want to slam you and just say that you ain't shit
right,
and all this.
Exactly.
And, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, if you mess up, you mess up. But, I mean, that's what we're here for, so we can learn how to get better and not to say, oh, you shouldn't have wrote this and you got all these periods in the wrong space and all this stuff. I mean, come on, really. I mean, did you get into the book? Did you enjoy the content? I mean, is it that important that you have to, you know, really do that? So I thank you for that. And, you know, I don't know if your book club is that way. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying there are some that are out there that are that
nitpicky.
There
are some that, yes, they do. With grammar errors and all the, yes, I've heard that, unfortunately. But that's not what it's about. It's about the material.
Yeah. Absolutely. So do you have any more questions for your favorite author of this time?
No,
since you love her and
that,
throwing her books all over the goddamn room and shit? I mean, you know.
That's a
do you
good
have anything
accolade.
Else to say?
Oh, I'm God. Oh, God. I was like, okay, I don't know why I could not get into the chat room because I couldn't hear anything. And that's why I was like, okay, I'm a just give me the number or something. So I am glad. Kudos to you. I am glad that
Thank
I was able
you.
To get in.
I'm glad you were able to get in. I'm happy
cannot
to be able
wait
to
till
speak
three.
Well, all you had to do is say you wanted to come on. I saw you talking to Nolita, trying to get her to get you. I mean, you just let us know. We'll get you squared away.
Gotcha. I appreciate that. I'm definitely adding you to my repertoire.
Oh, okay. Please do. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're explicit on this show. We talk shit. So anybody who's faint at heart and can't handle the sexual stuff we talk about on this show, don't call in. And don't have your kids in the room, because we're going to be talking shit. Like in the next hour, we're going to be talking about women not having orgasms and what's the problem and all that.
Oh, boys. I need to be on that.
Well, you can stay around. Do you want to stay on the line? You can.
Awesome.
Or you can just listen and whatever. We can do that. So, but what I'm going to do right now is we're going to let you one more time, Nene, tell people how they can get your books and everything, and then we're going to take a little intermission, and we're going to go straight into our subject matter with Cotton. So go ahead and do that real quick.
Very good. Thank you. You can get me on Amazon.com. You can get me at Wahida Clark Publishing, iTunes, Nook, Kindle. You can hit my inbox. I'm Nene Capri on Facebook, Twitter, as well as iTunes. Hit me anytime, and I appreciate the love. Thank you for having me on here.
And we're going to always have it. You know, once you come on here, you're part of the family. You can come back anytime. You got a new book, or you just want to call in and just listen or talk to us. You don't have to have a special invite. The first one is an invite. After that, you can call whenever you want, and you got something new coming out, or you just want to call in and talk shit with us. You're welcome to come in for a minute. That's no problem. We'll do that. Okay, so what we're going to do right now, Cotton, I'm gonna play a quick intermission song, and then after that, if you're ready, we're going to go into that subject matter, because we want to spend as much time as we can on that. So I'm going to, or I don't even have to play a song. We can go straight into it if you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead and play the song.
You want to play something and then go right into
it? Yeah, because you have some smooth music, and I want to hear what you're
playing. You want to hear what I'm going to play this evening?
Well,
is there any... Okay, well, you know, I got all kinds of stuff, but we're gonna play something Let me see, what do I want to play? I already started with Anthony David, so we're going to do a little something from Mint Condition, I guess. We'll do that, and then we'll come right in, okay? Out there and you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we're doing it right now with Mint Condition. Believe in us, and we're going to keep it going as we got our guest, Nene Capri, on the show. We're about to get hot here in a few minutes. We'll be talking about the orgasms, women getting them and why they can't. So you need to call in. That was Mint Condition on that new LP they got out, and that's Believe in Us. And we're going to continue on with our show as we have Miss Nene Capri here. She's going to be staying with us for the second half, and we got Miss Donna Banks here as well. We're going to be talking that subject that we spoke part two of from last week of women having orgasms. Why is it hard sometimes for some women to have them and some who have never experienced any? So I'm going to let Miss Cotton go ahead and kind of start the subject off, and then we're going to get some people to kind of, you know, make their comments, and hopefully we'll get some of you to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio, and we do it like that every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time. So let's go ahead and do that. Cotton.
Hey.
What happened? You got a little slow there. What's going on? Is there an issue?
I just wasn't sure where to start with this, you know,
Just kind of bring it like you did last week. You know how you kind of broke in. You don't have to get personal, or if you want to, that's fine. But just kind of bring in that this is something that happens all the time with a number of women. So let's go ahead and let's talk about it.
I was trying to remember what Donna said earlier when she was speaking about it, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of women, some of them don't even know that that's supposed to happen. Initially when they're getting into having sex, why I think that couples should actually have a conversation about what it is you like and don't like, what you want, what are your desires in it, because I think some of us women, we deprive our own selves of it just for the sake of pleasing a man.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is it could be some things that may have happened to them in their childhood. Somebody might have touched them, you know, or something to that nature that may be in their mind that might be blocking them from being able to have orgasms or something. There's a lot of things to it, not just, and most of it, like you said, is communication. So, ladies, let's go ahead and get that going. And I know DV has got something to say on that.
Oh, of course. Like, I know women from my own experience. Friends of mine who who just have never climaxed, have never had an orgasm, and you know, sometimes it's psychological, sometimes it's physical, but more often than not, what I've discovered is those same women who say, okay, well, I've never had an orgasm, they also have never masturbated. So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind, you know. As a man, we have no, every woman is different, is intrinsically different than the one before. So how in the world are we supposed to know as men what exactly we need to do when you yourself don't know what we need to be doing?
So okay, before anybody answers, not to cut you off, I'll let you continue speaking. Right, but just to let you know, those that are here on the line, Danielle, you're still here if you want to comment. I have Romeo here, who's another brother that is here that's going to help the brothers. So it's three brothers against I don't know how many women, but we're here, and we're going to be talking. It's not a back and forth, but just so that we all can be able to kind of comment on what DD has just said. Now, whoever wants to answer that, go.
Oh, wait, I can't even finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want to finish? Go ahead.
You know, Red cut me off. You know, I had like basically three words left.
I keep forgetting he's a professor and
just
shit.
Like,
you know,
just like
he's a fucking professor. You know, I keep forgetting he's a damn PhD.
No, but it begs the question. That ultimately, women have to educate a man on how to please her. But if she doesn't know how to please herself, then how on earth do we have a chance?
And I agree with you on that. Now, let's get a woman to answer.
Okay, Danielle, I agree on both statements that you made, especially with the women not masturbating, because of course men are better at that. Women, I think a lot of it has to be culture and how you brought up, because some women are taught that that's something that you're not supposed to do.
Church might get in some kind of way.
Exactly. See, I grew up in the Midwest, so the way I was raised is that's something that you just didn't do. But true enough, a woman cannot teach a man on how to please themselves if they don't know how to do it. I agree with that. But on the flip side, most men are not open-minded to allow a woman to express to herself and what it is that she needs to please her.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there you go.
Men,
I know everything. I know how to do it.
Most men are they function off of ego. So if a woman comes to him and says, "Okay, well, can you try this or do this?" They manhood is hurt because it doesn't have anything to do with that. But if a man will not humble himself enough to want to improve or learn how to please his woman, it's not going to work anyway.
I hear you. I agree with that. Go ahead, DB.
I agree with him to a point. But every woman knows her man and knows how to approach her man. Okay, I can't say every woman.
I disagree
woman.
With
most
that.
Women. No, most women know how to approach their man.
Somebody disagrees.
The thing is,
God damn it,
if you can tell your man upright that this is what you prefer, there are some men that listen. But there are other men who you have to coach, who you don't have to say anything at all. Because I'm going to tell you like this. Most men want to see their women happy, and there's nothing that hurts a man greater than you telling him that after X amount of years that you have never come to a climax, and you have never said anything to them.
But DB,
a lot of men don't care. A lot of men don't care.
But see, you're speaking to a lot of men, and that's not true to a lot of men. Everyone automatically assumes that men have these egos, and they automatically want one thing.
Give me an age bracket, give me an age bracket, because the younger generation.
You know what?
Now they learn, but not the older men. So I need
there
an
are,
age breakdown.
But see, there are a lot of men that I know, and those are the only ones I can speak of, because God knows I don't sleep with men. But
and your age
men,
bracket is.
But the bottom line is this: that I very
exactly.
rarely.
See, over
I,
he,
no.
he didn't listen to but, that question. Right, he didn't answer that question. Go ahead.
The reason
go
I
ahead,
can't answer that question. The reason you can't answer that question, just like I can't answer that question. You can sit up there and say only younger men, but Red knows like I know. The most important thing about pleasing a woman is ultimately pleasing a woman.
Well, I think men are very, very intrinsically different. Now, if you're dealing with somebody who thinks he's a cock master.
Exactly.
Let me say that again. A cock master. And so if he's got 8 or 9 inches, he doesn't have to do anything else. And, you know, he can find a woman who thinks that that's just enough. But if you're a woman who needs more than that, then you need somebody who's more than a cock master. And knows
right,
that,
you
know, if you got 6 inches and you know what else to do to make to please a woman, you know, or
okay.
to ask her. But, you know, if you're dealing with a guy who thinks he's a cock master,
then
he's not even going to try.
Right.
He's not even
going to
try. Right. There's nothing you can say. And
but
there are a lot of them out there. There's a lot of
them
out there.
That's my first point, that you know your man and you know how to approach him.
Okay, let me see.
You
we got a question.
You can't approach a cock master. He doesn't even want to hear. He doesn't
exactly.
If he's got 9 inches and you can't do that.
But if you think he can
gently,
you already know that. If this man thinks he can't do that, you know there's nothing that you can say to him.
We can sing together, but we can't talk over each other, okay?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Everything he's done up until that point of meeting you has been golden. Because one problem men have anyway, if it works right for the first 2 or 3 women that they're with, they think that that's golden and it's going to work for every single woman.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Some men have that.
You're talking about
you're right.
boys.
I
you're
agree with you there.
About
now, getting back, but getting back to the subject, let me say this a little bit right quick, and then I'm going to see if there's a question with area code 518. But anyway, my thing is this. There are some men who think that they can pound it, and they think that's it. You know, there are some men who
exactly.
think that, they, like she said, that their dick is so long that all they can do is just fuck, and they ain't got to do nothing else. But those are the men that don't care about nobody but themselves. Like I always say on the show is, if you make it about your mate and you actually discuss and do things with them and make it about trying to take time with them, you can possibly help them to be able to achieve those things. Now, I agree with you too, DB. There are some things that women need to do as far as the masturbation thing and all that to kind of help themselves find out what it is that they need to be able to get themselves off. But then again, you got to also look at there could be some things that happened in their life in the past. We got to look at the psychological piece of this too. There could be some things that happened to them that is deterring them from having an orgasm. So it can't be always that you talking to your man and all that. I mean, you've got to look at the whole picture.
But
I'm
going to tell you
okay,
like
now,
even if it's psychological, even if it's physical, there is a burden on your shoulder. And there's something
that's
just simply physical. But when it's psychological, there's a burden that you carry around. And more often
Absolutely.
Than not, everybody in this room can admit to this. Whenever there's a boulder lifted off of your shoulders, all of a sudden the world seems like a completely different place, and you're a completely different person.
But I'll put
okay,
that
well,
on my
okay.
I put that on the
okay.
negative too.
Well, let me see if 518.
But wait,
I want to
say
518. Well, DB, let me get this question real quick. Then
all
you can say
ahead.
Whatever you want to. 518 question. Do you have a question? Area code 518.
No, I don't have a question. My thing is, it's all about just making
well,
sure.
Can you tell
that,
us? Can you tell us where you're calling from and everything, your name and everything, and then you can say whatever you like to say.
No, name is not cool. The stick man, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. All right.
Atlanta, Georgia. But the thing is, all y'all talking about is basically is this. Once a man realizes what he's doing and it's all about the woman, not himself, that situation is the best. And if a man doesn't get to that point in his life, he would never, ever, ever make a woman happy the way he needs to be. That's all it is. That's
and you're right, brother. I agree with you.
And it's all about sustaining yourself as a man, satisfying your woman the way it's supposed to be. Sometimes it don't even have to be about sex. It has to be about you being there for her. Maybe just something simple. You might can just do something she's not even expecting. So when it gets to that point, it's extra.
And that's what I mean when I say being there, you know, making it about the woman. You know, a lot of people take that as kissing ass, but what I'm saying is you be there in every aspect, not just sexually, but in every aspect. And if you make love to her mind, where you're making love to her mind, I'm not talking about sexual things, but just your intellect, making love to this woman in a way that she is intrigued with you, that's going to help her to be able to achieve that. But like I said, there are some other things that may deter that. Okay, so, DV, go ahead and say your statement, because I know you had something you wanted to say. Go ahead.
I think we're at a misnomer here, because we keep calling these people who are basically thinking about themselves, who are self-centered, men, when in reality they have the intellectual capacity of a boy. Because let's be honest, if it's not an ebb and flow, if it's not a 50-50, if I'm not trying to please you as much as you're pleasing me, then I can't call myself a man. I can only call myself a man in the physical aspect, but certainly not in the mental aspect. So I tend to call those people boys, because that's the mentality that they have. But if we're talking about men who want to see their women happy, then you have to be able to show him these things so that he knows it. You know,
only if he's willing to accept.
No. Like I said, if it's a man, but if it's a man, then he is going to want to see you as happy as you make him. Otherwise, why would he call himself a man?
I understand, but even if he is a man, listen, DB, he's the man. He may be a man, but he's got to be willing to accept, though, DB.
Exactly.
But part of being a man is that willingness to accept.
You can be a man in all aspects and not want to accept.
Exactly. Not
you might think you already have it.
It's completely different.
Right.
Yeah, it's completely
right.
different.
I think also that we as a lot of single women who raise males, and there's a lot of us out there, don't take the time to talk to our young men. I mean, I was not one of those mothers. I mean, we never used, you know, other words other than the real words for a body. I always told, you know, the gentleman that I raised that a woman's body is a temple and you have to learn everything about it. Read about it. Read Masters and Johnson. Read, you know, all the old school stuff. Know the woman's body, because if you don't know her body, you can't get to her mind. It's all connected.
Right.
And so I think as women, sometimes we don't, you know, we're always so worried about our daughters. You know, we tell them to do this or do that. We don't take the time to tell our boys. Now,
but you know,
I can honestly say that. Go ahead.
I agree with you to a point, but the only reason that you can't do that is because you're not a man.
Oh, that's not, au contraire, my friend. Nobody knows a woman's body better than another woman. So,
that's
you know,
true,
I
but what I'm
that,
saying is,
yeah.
but what you just said is telling a man with your son what to do. You can only tell him so much.
No, not
but
telling him what to do, but to learn, to be a scholar. To be a
I understand
scholar,
that, but you still have to have a man to come in somewhere. And that's a shame that all the men are not there to be able to do those things that we need to do. You're right. You do need to teach your sons to be able to come to the knowledge and respect of a woman. I agree, but there's still that male piece, and it's a shame that our men are dead or in jail or not just interested in taking care of their kids. They're men that they can raise them to do these things. So
I
agree
with you. I think we can do a good job, too. I just don't think that a lot of times we take the time. And, you know, we always take the time with our daughters, but we may not take as much time as we
need
with our sons.
Because you know a daughter. You know a daughter.
But it's like this. If you're not raised with both pieces of the puzzle, then you're somehow – that you're incomplete in some aspects, and that's just a fact.
Right.
You know, you're not
going to
know everything.
Okay, you know, I'm going to let you say that. I didn't say that.
But what I'm saying is,
we heard that. Okay, all right.
Well, I didn't say that, everybody.
Okay.
That wasn't
me. Okay. So, Melanie, I know Melanie's here on the line. How you doing this evening, Melanie?
I'm good, Rand and everybody. How's everybody?
Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead and say your piece, because we know you have something to say. Go right ahead.
I think this is a great conversation. I wasn't able to listen to it from the very, very beginning. I know it had something to do with the orgasms or women's inability to orgasm.
Women that are not achieving them. Why are they not achieving them? Why can't some women not have an orgasm? That's what we're talking about.
Why can't some women not have an orgasm?
I said some women. Right. I didn't say all. I said some women.
No, you said why can't not some women. I was like, you lost me.
Okay, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, I think, I guess you could look at it from several different perspectives. I think that from a technical, mathematical aspect, there's always going to be somebody somewhere that cannot technically achieve orgasm. You know, you just have variations of people who are multi-orgasmic to the person who just cannot get there. You know, personally, I think that women who don't orgasm can still enjoy sex and can still come. I don't think those two are necessarily intertwined. I think that, you know, there is a very large psychological piece to orgasming, and women, because I think a lot of it is mental for us, that is missing or is incomplete, or is, you know, you're in a situation where it's just not comfortable for you, or, you know, people use sex in really weird ways to punish themselves, to reward themselves, you know, to just be. So, I mean, I'm not going to make it too long.
Right, well, it's okay.
A plethora of different ways you could really explore this.
Let me touch something else real quick. Go ahead with your friend thing, and then we're gonna. I want to touch another piece of this. Go ahead.
I have a friend who is, and I think it's very interesting that people know when they haven't had one, and it's like, well, how can you know if you haven't had it if you've never had it?
Yeah, how can you miss something you don't know, right? Exactly.
How can you even know? But I mean, it's a feeling about completion, about, you know, one person expressing this finish to another person. And I guess you can decide, hey, I don't think I've been there. You never know. You may have, you may not.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
This was a piece that I wanted to bring in because it kind of came up last week. I think, Cotton, I'm not blaming this on you, Cotton, so, and I'm going to give you a chance to respond to this, but it was said last week that if a man just can't get you off, just leave his ass. What do you think about that? He can't make you come, so you just like, hey, I'm tired of trying to get him to make me come, so I'm just going to fucking leave him. So let's talk about that.
Oh, boy. I just think it's so very important that if you're going to be in a relationship that everybody enjoy the aspect of sex. And if everybody's not going to be, look, we all can make good money together, possibly. We all can be, you know, friends. But can you make each other, you know, happy in bed? It's just important. It's just really
and who is this talking about?
And
I got to make sure I know.
People who
please say who you are when you talk. Okay. Okay, well, I'm just making sure. Okay, I'm just like, okay, all right, okay, okay.
What?
Go on, go ahead with your statement. Go ahead.
I just think people should not poo-poo the fact that, you know, sex is important. Even if you get older, it's just important.
Because it's got to be more than sex. It's got to be communication and love. It has to be deeper than that. But some people say they got to come. If I ain't coming, I ain't staying with them. So.
Well, I think when you set, this is Melody, when you set barriers like that, I think you're already setting yourself up for the woo. I think that every relationship, whether you are multiple relationships, whether you have just sexual relationships or it's a complete relationship that's physical and mental or whatever, is monogamous, you may not start there, but, I mean, if you're with that person, you're really with that person,
You're gonna get there.
I think,
yeah, right, exactly.
I think that eventually, whether it be through teaching, or through example, the willingness, the physical and mental willingness to have that type of bliss with that person will get there.
I love him. He's doing everything he can possibly do, but he just can't get me off. He just can't get me cooked.
Well,
He's making six figures. He's making all this money. He's doing all these things. He loves me. I know he does. He ain't cheating on me. He just can't get me off. What is wrong?
I think most women nowadays, it's like 75% of women need clitoral stimulation in order to
need what?
I mean, along 75%
clitoral stimulation.
That's true. Stimulation,
yes,
along
yes.
with just penetration. So therefore, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat, so to say.
Yeah, well, eat some pussy. I love doing that. That's why I'm Red Snapper anyway. All right, go ahead.
Especially historically. So you talk about especially when it comes to the church and labeling things, labeling preferences as sin, labeling the fact that you want to have a threesome, labeling the fact that you might be vicarious as sin, as something that you will go to hell for. This is a condition, it's psychological, and it follows a lot of folks around, and it haunts their love lives. It haunts, you know, what they want. You,
yeah, because really, I don't want the pastor telling me I can't eat
really,
no pussy.
Really,
I'm going to tell you.
Exactly. But really talk to
have
me.
Have a finger in your booty, hurry up.
You got some pastors that'll do that, though. If you can't do that to your wife. You can't, she
my
can't suck
is,
your dick.
That's my point.
You can't do that. That's why you can't tell that motherfucker every day. You need to go to a doctor. Don't be going
but
to the pastor
well,
all the damn time.
Sometimes the stuff is not even medically, it's not even that you need to see somebody. It may just be that you need to let go of what everybody else expects or what, you know, you have been brought up to believe about what the Bible says
that,
about
but,
A, B, C, and D. You have to let it go.
Sometimes
I think it does.
People can't. You're right what you're saying, but sometimes people can't do that. They need a little help to see that they need that because it's instilled in them.
Sometimes it's not even that. You have Romeo on the line. He has a question, Red. But sometimes it's not even that.
He can talk. His mic is open.
He just texted me and said he was trying to say something.
All he got to do is get in because the mic is open. His mic is open.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, because y'all couldn't hear me, and I was...
That's because everybody was talking, and all the mics are on, okay? All the mics are on. You know how it is when people get to talking on this show, they get to talking, and they just can't help it. They get to talking, so that's it. So you got to jump in when you can.
Yeah, that's not working. the other thing is that it's not necessarily always that a person needs... Like, somebody said something earlier about knowing or not knowing, if you've never been there, how do you know? Because when he's done, I'm still, or the person, I said, damn it.
You sure did, goddammit.
So good.
Your ass.
Go ahead and speak your mind.
The person. This was a personal topic. I brought it up because I know that there's other women out there that have this same experience. But when he's done and I'm still not satisfied and this has been ongoing for the last so many years, then that's a problem. That's not something that she needs to really let go of. That's something that he's not doing and she's not satisfied. And even though there's the conversations that saying, hey, I want something different. I need you to do something else. And then this person doesn't take the time to try that. Because I like to try new. I won't bring a third party into my bedroom, but I do like to try different things. That's just the person.
Okay, so
that
you're saying that he won't try it, or the guy just, you're not satisfied, so it's automatically his fault.
I didn't say it was his fault. It's not a matter of fault. It's just a matter of.
But you're not satisfied.
That just means that he's still not comprehending, or maybe it's just not something he's interested in. That's what I take from it.
But it still sounds like it's him. You're saying it's him, though.
I'm saying
that you're
that
not
it's
getting
him
off.
Because it's because of the statements that were just made on this phone about she needs to let go, or maybe it's something she's not doing, or maybe she needs to talk to him more or try to get him to do this more or do that more.
Okay.
If all of that's been done, then it's not no longer up to her. It's up to them both to make sure that they're both satisfied.
Okay. I see. What do y'all say about that? Anybody?
You said you wanted to speak.
Go ahead, Romeo. Let's get Romeo because he's been trying to speak. Let's go ahead and get him to comment.
He's got this
pimp voice going. I'm gonna tell you right now. Go ahead.
Well, I had a question. If I can ask my question, it's going
okay. Go ahead, ask your question. Right. Go ahead.
My question is: is it so wrong to be a cock master if you are romantic?
You gotta learn how to do more than one thing.
Damn. Well, you know, hey, cock master is good
if you. If you do possess all the possible
I ain't mad at
aspects.
The cockmaster now. I ain't mad at him. I'm just
okay.
Saying. I ain't mad, but you got to do more skills than that. Some women like combo, though. I'm a combo
player. just wanted to make sure that, you know, y'all didn't have issues with Cockmaster.
No, I don't have an issue.
Okay, so the Cockmaster is not a problem, okay?
So,
but Romeo, I want you to kind of comment a little bit where we're at right now. Go ahead.
I think that it has to be a pleasurable, persistent pursuit of pleasing a woman. And also a woman needs to allow herself to want that, you know, because if it's a mental issue. And just, you know, give yourself that pleasurable aspect of that release. But if that man make a pleasurable, persistent pursuit, then you definitely can please any woman.
Right.
I don't think that a earlier comment that if a woman doesn't teach a man to please, then that's her fault. Nah, you can do a lot to a woman. And just from her body language, just from the way she moves, just the way she breathes, know if this feels good, if this doesn't feel good, or if she can take that, or if she can, you know, go even beyond her boundaries to where she didn't think that she can come 7 times in a row or have you know, multiple orgasms. I mean, these are things that a man can explore without a woman having too much.
Let me ask this question. Not trying to say this, you Cotton, but since you kind of put yourself out there, is it vaginal orgasms that you're looking for, or are you not getting them from clitoral stimulation, or is it you just not having any at all?
Well, I mean, I'm not active right now, so let me just put that out there.
We're not talking about now, but
in the light of before, when I experienced this, you know, the reason why I'm not now is because I haven't been able to be satisfied in the past, so I just chose to be single. And it's not that explosion that you look for every time, but it's like, dang, every now and then you'd like to know that occurs and be there, you know, when you're in the midst of, because if he can have one, why can't you have one?
I'm trying to get the answer. The answer to the question that I was asking, is it clitoral or vaginal that you're not getting?
Yes, just both.
Vaginal, man. Vaginal.
Yes.
Look, man, you know what I'm saying. You know, look, scientists, you know what the fuck I'm saying, goddammit.
No, but look, we are all here talking like it's a foregone conclusion that a woman is going to climax, and it's not. There is no rhyme or reason as to why it happens and why it does not. You know, then some women, they go through their whole life and never experience a climax or orgasm. So, I mean,
sometimes you
just have to chalk it up to
that. I got that, but I have a question.
She's had them before. This is a woman who's had them before. She's not getting them now. Okay.
She's giving them to herself, though, right?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I don't think she masturbates. She doesn't masturbate. That's problem number one. Cotton does not like that. I like that a man touches me. Only thing that, and I've done that. I'm telling y'all way too much, but I've done that.
It's too late out here, and I don't
like it, because all it does is that's the same thing of a man that hasn't fully satisfied me, and it leaves me still wanting. So it makes me angry. That's what it does.
You don't even have an orgasm from that. I have no answer.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Have you climaxed from trying to masturbate?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mental block is there. Yeah. I have another question.
Okay, look, everybody can't talk at the same time. So let's try to decide who's going to say next.
I hear my female friends saying stuff like that, but like I said, it just doesn't work for me. It's like being not satisfied, because I'm one of those women, I could step outside and find a man to have sex with, but my mind, and I know this, tells me that he may not satisfy me, and if he can't, I'm going to be pissed off.
So that's a psychological thing now.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and still looking for somebody to satisfy me because it's happening.
You have subliminally told yourself that you ain't gonna come, so you ain't coming.
No, that's not it.
I have another question.
There's a difference than me telling myself than actually experiencing it. Once you've experienced it over and over that you're not being satisfied, now I gotta be careful with who I let touch
my body. That's what I'm saying. You just said that. You already done said before you get out there, I'm not gonna come because he ain't gonna get me off.
Yeah.
So that right there is telling me that you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm not gonna have sex with just anybody because I don't know.
We don't want you to do that.
Nobody knows that you're capable to come with anyone.
Nobody knows that.
That's why vibrators exist. That is why.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay, who has a question?
I do, and I'm going to quit holding my hands up because it ain't like y'all can see me. But this is Danielle, and I don't know the person who has the issue that we're discussing. But what other things have you done?
It's an in general conversation.
Okay, cool.
We're not going to get this towards Cotton.
It's not you, Cotton. It ain't you, baby.
Have you Or has this person, it's just like you have to, it is a mental thing that you're suffering from. Sometimes, have you watched porn or anything to try to see if that even stimulates your mind?
That doesn't turn me on. Watching other people don't turn me on.
Has this person in the past been touched by someone that was or raped or touched in a manner that they didn't want?
I'll quickly tell you this about me. I can tell if a man is going to be able to make me have an orgasm by the way he touches my breast and the way he kisses my lips. Those are the only two ways. If he's not good at that, he's not going to be able to get any other reaction out of me. And then it's also based on how he feels about me. That's me. Meaningless sex is horrible for me. It's not good for me. No substance on his end, it makes my body not react to him at all.
So if you're not in love,
so
you ain't
have
coming.
You ever had anybody like make love to you mentally? I mean, because there's such thing as having sex with somebody and not. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Just checking that.
It breaks my heart because I come
if the wind blows too hard.
I
hate to see what you're like around a hurricane.
I sure want to blow on your ass.
It's really sad for me.
Is that it's been more than 10 years since something like that happened for me. So and again, like I said,
I'm gonna tell you, if a man hadn't climaxed in 10 years, somebody got to die. Somebody's dying.
You would be very surprised the women who really not only have not had a climax, but who have not had sex. I've got friends who go 5 years without having sex, and I think, well, I would probably blow my head off. But there are a lot of women out there who just choose not to have sex. I don't get it.
But not everybody is sexually compatible with another. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we meet that person. Sometimes we have sex and it's great. Then we meet that one person and we thought our definition of sex was good back then, but this person blows it out the water. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, this right here, what I'm hearing, DV and everybody, the person that we're talking about, if I'm not going to say their name, if they're not in love, it sounds like if they're not into this person and know that this person is really into them, that it's not going to work for them. So that could be
There's nothing wrong with that.
I ain't going to say it's an issue or a problem, but I just think that that's a need for them. They need to have that. And until they get that, it's probably not going to be there for them.
It's not even that the person has to be in love with me, per se, or I don't have to be in love. It's that there has to be something, some kind of feeling there for me instead of, you know, it's kind of like having a one-night stand. I'm not a one-night stand kind of person. It just doesn't work.
Okay,
know?
So when you say they don't have to be in love with you, then what do they have to be?
You have to feel something.
I can like you, I can like you. I'm going to fuck. I mean, is that good? I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
But,
go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Let me, let, By that I mean the person feels something up for me that his goal is to satisfy me.
Right, I understand. That he really wants to satisfy you. But what about, okay, there are some men who really want to satisfy that woman they're with, and they're not in love with that woman, but they really want to satisfy her. So I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from with that. Not trying to be funny with you. I'm just trying to understand what you mean, because there are some men, they may not be in love with that person, but they really want that person to get off and really enjoy themselves if they really care about making it about that person. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But then you got some that just want to fuck, and that's all they want to do, you know?
Right.
So there is a
difference. And they're good at it.
That's all
but
I'm
even
saying.
Even when you're in a relationship, sometimes all you want to do is fuck. I mean, you don't necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily always have to be making love. And a woman doesn't necessarily always come. But the fact that you and your partner are together, you know, and he comes and you don't, maybe you come and he doesn't. Sometimes you don't come together. It's not always about getting the ultimate cum. It's about
that ultimate cum is great.
She hit it right on the head. There's an ebb and flow between selfless. But she, like I said, she hit it right on the head. There's an ebb and flow between selfishness and selflessness.
Right.
You know, and there's sometimes you want to be selfish. Sometimes you'll be fucked. Sometimes you just want it. And other times, if the other person gets it, that is perfectly fine with you. You know,
I'm like that. I'm that way. I'm the kind of guy, I don't have to come all the time. But I'm older.
Right.
I'm probably the oldest guy that's here on the show. But the thing is I'm about trying to get you off. If I don't come and you get off a couple of times, that's magnificent for me.
That.
But then you got some men, they just want to fuck and they want to nut and they don't care if you come. You know? And they think they're making you come.
If they're healthy, then they are certainly heavy on the selfish end. And they're not about selflessness.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that kind of makes – there's some women that can handle that, but that makes for a bad partner. If you're a woman who's like, it's all about me, I don't care if you come, then we can't be together because you're all about the selfishness. You know, there's no selflessness there. There's no altruism.
Yeah.
And also
I'm a guy, I'm in my 50s, and I really want it to be about the woman. That's why I want to make love to her mind. That's why I will take time out with her and not have to sleep with her when I first meet her. And, you know, take your time with her so that she can see that I'm interested, and then that we are interested in each other by making love to her mind. And then when the body does follow, it's going to be taking your time. And that's why I always talk about going back and forth. But there is no foreplay to me, because when I eat, I'm down, I'll fuck, I'll go back down and eat some more, I'll go back, I'm back and forth. That's making love to me.
Thank you,
but
Ray.
I mean, it's also fucking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fucking to me. I'll do that too. But it's not just about just me. I lick you for a few minutes, you suck me for a minute, I come and, you know, I fuck you and I come and you roll over. A lot of women are training their men to do that in the bedroom, you know, and it's fucked up to me. But I'm more about going back and forth and keeping it going. That's what it's all about to me. It's the journey, not the end result all the time.
Mm. Okay. Well, I think that a lot of times, this is Melody, a lot of times, I guess in this case with the person that, you know, is having problems with being satisfied, I think that and this is personal thing, I don't think that it's a bad, I think you might want to re-examine how much you love yourself and take time to do so accordingly. I think sometimes when you talk about frustration, sometimes I will agree, sometimes if it's been that long and you masturbate and you say you don't climax, so it's hard to say there, but I mean just maybe reaching out and just exploring all the options you have there, loving yourself and bringing yourself to climax and just, you know, getting more comfortable with that aspect of you know, using whatever eyes, ears, whatever to help stimulate. I think women, you know, we can be visual, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's non-sexual that will make us be ready to have sex, you know, obviously. So sometimes this is a session you have with yourself. And it doesn't have to be because there are no other options. It's just in addition to. It's just something that you do to please you because you love you. I love me.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, you know, I've been, you know, masturbation. I was going to say jacking off, but I know y'all don't want to hear it like that. But I just think that to me it's important. You know, it's not the thing that keeps you, but it's not the end thing. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's a thing that you can do in between being with someone or whatever, but you get to learn yourself. I think masturbation has helped me as a man to be able to control orgasm so that I can be able to get that woman to where she needs to be, and then I can release when I need to.
Yeah.
And hopefully release with her. But the thing is you know, when you don't do these things, I think it messes up your longevity, if you will. And a lot of times people, you know, like you said, the church is teaching you all this stuff or whatever, whoever's telling you you can't do all this, I think it's really bad that they do that. And somebody was, I think, was Romeo, you ready to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something after you get done.
Go ahead, I'm done, go ahead. We got about 15 minutes, go ahead.
Okay, I want to say this. This is just my point of view. When you self-pleasure, I'm all for women loving themselves because I love women and I love to love on women when I got my woman.
Right.
But her pleasing herself is not the same as a man pleasing.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying addition is good. But if being an addition isn't a true replacement, and even if she did please herself, or if she did love herself enough to where she achieved the orgasm, you know, it still doesn't replace being loved enough by that man or being tendered enough to where he did it.
Yeah, so, I think what was said here is, let me say this real quick. I think what's being said is, when you masturbate, it helps you to be able to know yourself so that you can help someone to help you be able to get that with them. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see that, but I can please myself, but a woman pleasing me ain't the same as me in the bathroom doing what I'm doing. I mean, it's two different feelings. Even though I can get myself there quicker,
you eating some pussy and she having a vaginal orgasm. I mean, those are two different orgasms. I got what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, if you only got 15 minutes, then you just knock it off and then go on to work. Sometimes you have to do that.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes that can be very satisfying. You know, I'll see you later.
You know what? I'm not going to put my business out there, but you know, I'm by myself tonight, so who knows what's going to happen before
right,
I go to sleep.
Exactly. Anyway.
So I'm just saying, you know, it's life. So, yeah. But, you know, it's not a replacement. It's just something that you do to get yourself kind of relaxed for a while until you do get with that person.
I'm not making excuses for this.
No, there's no excuse.
We're making all these excuses. Now,
who's excusing? What are you talking about? Hey, masturbation is great.
That's my point. When he was saying it doesn't excuse her, you know, it doesn't take a place of no woman in her right mind probably would say that is the case. I'm just saying, it is, I think, especially when you talk about identifying a problem and then where it's now starting to domino effect to where you don't even think you can let another person touch you because you have checkpoint A and B, and if they fail, then you've already mentally shut down. I'm saying, well, hey, in the meantime, why not get to know? There may be a C that somebody could try. There may be a D or E. You exploring yourself, there should be no shame in that. That was all I was saying. You know,
we got that.
And whatever, you know, not to say that this is anti-man because you want to pull out a bullet. That's not the point.
And you're right, okay. We got that. And that's exactly, okay, Donna, what you got to say? Go ahead real quick.
Me? I think that, you know, you have to find your pleasure points. Now, if it can't be a man, maybe it's a woman. You know, I don't know where it is. I don't know how you get it. But, you know, my grandmother was 104 years old when she died. And one of the things she told me before she died was she had sex up until she was like 87, 88, 89, 90. And it's all a part of longevity, like you said, Snapper. It's a body function. It's something that God has given us, and we really need to use it. So I think if you have to, just find where your pleasure point is. It's there. It's not like you don't have one, but you have to be open to find it, and be it by yourself, be it with a man, be it with a woman, be it with a cat, you know.
Oh, damn, bestiality, damn. Bestiality, goddamn.
We are not advocating bestiality for anybody listening to the FCC. Please, please do not arrest us.
Not the dog, not the dog. Okay, Tyler, don't say nothing else. No, I'm just playing. Okay, we got 10 minutes. Danielle, what you got to say?
I have completely enjoyed y'all. Okay. I agree that it's something there that does please you. It's just you have to find it. It doesn't matter if it's you. It doesn't matter, as she said, if a male doesn't work, then maybe it's a woman. You said it yourself. Kissing and breast stimulation is the main thing. From what I hear, they do that a lot. That may be what it is. But whatever it is, you may just need to take the time and just find it, because it's there.
Yeah, Nene, what you got to say?
And I think your best.
I enjoyed listening to everything that everybody had to say, and you know, I enjoyed listening to the different male perspective and the female perspective. You know, my husband always. I've been married 20 years, so I don't have that issue. My husband is very attentive to me, and he's an older gentleman, so. Being with an older man,
Thank you so much. Come on, give me my kudos.
They just have a different type of perspective. He has the mentality that I must. It's like a rule. I must have several before he ever even thinks about it. So
that's what I'm talking about. That's me.
What it's about. But even within my marriage, I still took the time to explore myself, even though I have a committed relationship. I'm with him. I explored myself, and I spent time with myself, learning myself. You know, I have a sister-in-law who has never had orgasm. She's been married also for a very long time, and she has never experienced it because it's mental for her. And she has tried it, and it stresses her out. And I sometimes, I wish I could teach her. I wish I could show you. I wish I could really show you how to, because it's depressing, because you need that release. You need that outlet. But you have to spend some time with yourself. You have to explore yourself. You have to love your own touch. You have to love your own body. You know, the way you touch yourself, what you touch yourself with, how you touch yourself, what you're thinking about when you're doing that. You know, you can't have a disconnect between your hand and your mind. Everything has to be one so that you can bring yourself there. Okay, maybe you don't touch yourself with dry hands. You touch yourself with wet hands. Whatever it is that you have to do, but you have to bring some sort of connection between your touch and your mind so that you can take yourself there. But, you know, I enjoy being here, and I appreciate, being able to listen,
And you definitely come back. Now, Cotton, since this was all from you, and not about you, but since this all came from your suggestion, what do you have to say? We got about 7 minutes.
I just want to say I appreciate everybody definitely participating, and the feedback that was given was great. I think Donna said some things that I found very important to growth in the sexual area. But, yeah, I appreciate all the feedback, definitely.
DV.
And because there are other women out there, as we said, that, need to hear certain things.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, DV. I know you got that scientific answer. Let's go.
No, everybody already said everything that needed to be said. I mean, women are, like I told somebody earlier, women are completely, they're an enigma and a mystery and a conundrum, but not every woman is the same. So I would never approach every woman the same. I'm not going to treat my current girlfriend like I will my last girlfriend, But like I said, when it comes to sex, it's still a mystery to all of us. We don't know what turns us on until we've actually done it. We don't know what we enjoy until we've actually tried it. So sometimes you just really need to take that initiative to find out what it is you really enjoy so that you can pass that information on along to the person that you're with or even the person that you might want to be with. Because you know what? There is nothing worse than trying to take a test without any information on the subject matter that you're supposed to be tested on.
Oh. Right, absolutely.
So,
makes real
good sense. That is my
I told you it was going to be a scientific answer, didn't I? I told you scientific answer. But that's my brother. That's him. But anyway, I just really thank you all, really, for coming on. I'm not going to let you go yet. We got about 5 minutes and 49 seconds. But yeah, I really enjoyed you guys, and these are the kind of conversations that we like to have on Word Sexy, as well as talking to authors to come on and put out the information about what they have going on. We enjoy that, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Nene tell people one more time how they can get her books and what they need to do, and then after that we're gonna come back next week, and we got Carl Weber next week on the show. If he shows up, he'll be here, and I think we're going to also have who else is coming with Carl? We got Tavona Elliott. She's supposed to be coming on. Tavona Elliott. I hope I'm saying that right. But anyway, those are the guests that's going to be here next week. And we thank you all. And hopefully the answers that you have, some answers come to you that can help you, whoever was listening, that this is happening to you. We want you to be able to, you know, try to get help. It's nothing wrong with it. You know, you want to be able to enjoy life. You only got one. So don't go through this whole life and not be able to experience the things that you can experience with your body. Masturbation to me is great, but sex is better, of course. But still, I'm gonna get mine, because that's me. So that's what I do. And we thank y'all for coming on. And go ahead, Nene, tell them one more time.
I'm your girl, author Nene Capri. My book is The Pussy Trap, Part 1, as well as Part 2. Look for Part 3 at the Harlem Book Fair, Amazon.com, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes. Holler at me on Facebook. Holler at me on Twitter at Nene Capri, as well as Instagram. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. My boy Tony hooked me up with this interview. Much love.
That's right. And you keep on. You come back anytime you want to. We love having you because you talk shit like we do, and that's what we like. So go ahead on and come on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Good night,
everybody. Good night.
Thank you.